It is 4:44, and yes, indeed, it's time for this week's Message in the Bottle, brought to you by Bangor Wine and Cheese Company, 86 Hammond Street in downtown Bangor. Eric Meehan in the house with us. Hello, sir.
Hello, and welcome to Drinking Hour on the downtown show. Boy, I walk in here, and the smell of botanical and citrus wonder, it smells good, I got to tell you.
It's what we call show prep.
Production meetings and such.
Yes, indeed.
No, I got to tell everybody who is listening to that, I have seen this $1,000 cocktail now, and folks looking to make a statement to the one they love, it's a quality way to do it. And of course, Novio's is a quality place to do it. So, yeah.
I love the idea.
I think it's great. Yeah. I dig thinking outside the box. Yeah. You know, it's hard to set yourself apart, even with talent that he certainly has in the kitchen, in Dustin and his staff. There's still other good restaurants. So you gotta find a riff, man. And I like that he's trying. Mm, he did with the dog too. I mean, he was, yes. You know, he's a quality restaurateur. Gotta like it. So, for our portion of the drinking hour here, we're just starting the new year. And so I like to sort of start things fresh and talk about how people can get, you know, their heads around wine, get their feet wet a little bit more, proverbially, unless you want to go stomp grapes, in which case you can literally do so. We can probably set you up. But I thought today we'd hit some of my favorite common misconceptions about wine. Again, of course, at this time of year, you know, late December, early January, a lot of my favorite wine authors talk about, you know, very similar things to what I'm talking to you all about. And I do enjoy some of the things that they've come across that I don't think about until they mention it. And then I'm like, oh, of course. So here's a couple things that I found as I was perusing some articles. And of course, some of these come from my own head as well. And we'll just kind of talk them down. And then next week, we're going to talk a little bit about how to taste wine. And then we're going to talk a bit about books. I always love reading about wine. And for those of you who are interested in our wine club, by the way, all wine club members this month are getting one of my favorite wine books called Wine and War. So there's still time to sign up for that. If you want to get in on that, you're going to get a really nice bottle of wine from Alsace and a fantastic book that you can rip through in a weekend if that is your druthers. But today, common misconceptions. Misconception one, and I got this from the guy who does all the questions for Wine Spectator. And this is kind of condensed. Misconception. There is a difference between Sancerre and Sauvignon Blanc, Pinot Noir and Burgundy, and Claret and Bordeaux. And so what all these are, of course, place names and wine names and grape names that are interchangeable, sort of, like sometimes a square is a rectangle and sometimes a rectangle isn't a square and a circle can't fit in a square. I don't know. I'm not very good at these things. But I do know that Sancerre is a town and a little region in the Loire Valley, and the grape that they use there primarily is Sauvignon Blanc, and that is why that is very often mistaken. And one of my favorite stories is that the Dixie Chicks wanted some really excellent Sauvignon Blanc, and I sent 6 bottles of Sancerre with their manager, and they came back and said, no, they want Sauvignon Blanc. I said, well, that's Sauvignon Blanc, but if they don't want it, they can buy something at the supermarket. And so the Dixie Chicks did not get my good Sauvignon Blanc from Sancerre. Same thing, Burgundy. Red Burgundy, remember, by law, is Pinot Noir. So Pinot Noir and Burgundy are kind of the same thing, except if Pinot Noir is being grown anywhere but Burgundy, in which case it's just Pinot Noir from somewhere else. And Claret and Bordeaux. So Bordeaux, a region in France. Claret, what a lot of the stuffy Brits called Bordeaux. And sometimes in California, you'll see like claret, like what's his name? Coppola has his claret, but just basically just a Bordeaux style blend. So hopefully that clears that up. There's place names, there's grape names, and we'll, of course, explore all this over the coming months, but just a quick hit there. Misconception number two. This is always one of my favorites. This was one of my mentor, Laurent's favorite sort of tweaks, is age improves all wine. Not really. No, if you've got a bad young wine, it's going to be a bad old wine. And also,
so you're saying it's like people.
No, man, people can change.
Yes, of course they can.
Yes. So, yeah, so, and also just remember that even if you have a really good young wine, it might not turn into a good old wine because, of course, a lot of young wines are meant to be drunk young. So something that's going to, you know, light, lively, and acidic is probably not going to be fantastic in 25 years. Drink it tonight. Misconception three, and this is kind of all tied in together. Red wine gives me headaches. Sulfites give me headaches. I only drink organic wine because it has no sulfites. Okay. Organic wine has sulfites. All wine has sulfites. They naturally occur in wine. You can chemically remove them, but that really is stripping the wine of any sort of character or life expectancy. And they're not that great, the wine. There are sulfites added, usually in trace amounts by the sort of small production people that I work with, but sometimes in larger amounts by producers who can't guarantee that their wines are going to be held at a certain temperature or treated a certain way. So sulfites might bother you, but here's a common test. Can you drink Tropicana orange juice? Can you eat dried apricots? If you can, sulfites are not a problem for you because the amount of sulfites that those things have is far higher than in any bottle of wine you're buying at my shop. And red wine. Some red wines might give you headaches if it's sort of an instant thing right behind your nose. It might be histamines on thicker grape skins. Try lighter red wines. Come on in, talk to me. I've had countless people say, oh my gosh, that bottle of wine you sold me didn't give me a headache. So let's figure it out together as opposed to just writing off all wine, because that would be a shame, wouldn't it?
That's crazy.
Another misconception. How are we on time? I don't want
to. We have 5 minutes.
5 minutes. All right. Yeah. Let's hit some more one. Okay. Mead isn't wine. Mead is wine. Mead is honey wine. It's just not from grapes.
It is good.
And it can be good. It can be bad.
Well, it some be good with mead we had it here. It was fantastic.
Oh, boy. And the ones I bought at the shop are great.
Yeah. And some really interesting things. I can't wait. We've had a real mini explosion. Of course, a huge craft beer explosion. Mini cider explosion here. I would love to see, and there's a couple, but more craft meads. I think that could really come on strong, and I think Maine's the place to do it. We need us some hearty beverages here.
Yes.
By the way, it's now dropping in temperature outside, so the balmy day we just had is gone. So fortify yourself. All right, another misconception. Only expensive wine is good wine. I mean, if you can afford to drink only expensive wine, A, good for you, but B, I still think you should drink some inexpensive wine because there's really good wine that isn't expensive. And certain wines will never be expensive relative to other wines because the production process, the place they're from, they just don't charge that much. And certain wines will always be expensive because they've got really good marketing teams, like First Growth Bordeaux's, high-end champagnes. They're always going to be high-end because they get their money every time. So don't expect those prices to drop. But don't write off inexpensive wines as simply mediocre. And I should remind everybody, our tasting next week, next Thursday, will be Cellar Defenders, really good wines at low prices that you can break out so as to not break into the expensive wines that you may or may not be privileged enough to have. Another misconception. There is arsenic in wine. Yeah, well, unfortunately, in some really, 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 really junky wine, like boxed Franzia and stuff like that, there have been trace elements of all sorts of junky bits.
Arsenic and old lace.
Don't drink Franzia is my best advice, because the stuff that's in the bottles at my store and most good stores, that's just grape juice. That's it. I vacuum pump the wine, so it's good to go for a month, right? No. Also, you can drink a bottle over a long time, right? Maybe, but most wines that are still red wines and still white wines, no. They do go bad. They oxidize. And unless you're talking about a very hardly fortified wine, some ports, some dessert wines, no. Probably throw that bottle out. We're running out of time, so I'm going to hit maybe one or two more. We're drinking today, by the way. This is another good one, and why I brought this wine. Wine with screw caps is terrible. Not true. We're drinking red number 4 right. From Viña Robles today. This is a blend of 4 grapes from the Paso Robles region. Petite Syrah, Mourvèdre, and Grenache. It is absolutely wonderful. It is complex. It is delightful. It reminds me of a lot of stuff you see in southern France. And it's not expensive, and it comes with a screw cap. So try them out because it's a good wine. It's not expensive, and it comes with a screw cap.
I thought it tasted like a Languedoc wine.
I think so. I really do.
I really like it.
It struck me as that. Also, and this is the last misconception before I remind everybody once again about our tasting. I've never had a wine I liked. You should really talk to a good wine merchant.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of good wine out there. There's a huge diversity. I also say this about beer and anything else. There's something out there for everybody. You've probably just not been exposed to the good stuff for you. Doesn't mean that it has to be expensive stuff. Doesn't mean that it has to be dry or sweet or cold or room temperature. There's something out there for you. Trust me. Take 2018 and, you know, explore more. Find what you like. And as a way of doing that, and as a way of wrapping up, I will remind you all that we do have monthly message-in-the-bottle tastings. We always have some sort of a theme, as best we can. And our theme this month, as I mentioned, is Cellar Defenders. So really nice wines that you can open on a Tuesday or when your buddies come over and you just don't want to open that $150 bottle of Chateau Neuf de Pape. Save that for your son like Bruce did. Anyway,
I didn't buy one that expensive, though.
Well,
it was good.
Not that expensive. You know what I mean. But anyway, join us all every Tuesday here on Downtown for the rest of 2018 and maybe into the future. Message in the bottle.
Thank you, Eric. Eric Meehan, Bangor Wine and Cheese Company, 86 Hammond Street.